You're listening to Global Agogo, music from around the world in the universal language of groove. With four different ways to enjoy this program. First of all, live on the radio every Sunday from 1 to 3 p.m. on Le Tout Poussant WRIRLP, 97.3 FM Richmond Independent Radio. Also through WRIR's Time Machine at WRIR.org/listen, where you can hear this show live as a web stream simulcast or on your schedule as a podcast. Plus, it's rebroadcast on other radio stations in the Global Agogo Radio Network. And last but not least, it's available as a podcast through my blog, globalagogo.com, and through the A Infos Radio Project at radioforall.net. That's radio, the numeral for all.net. And we finished that set with some compas music from Haiti. That was the group Scorpio Universel, and the song was called Tilu Lupe from 1978. It added a style from Guadeloupe called Cadenz Lipso to compas, and also had that unusual combination there, synthesizer and trombone. I don't know a lot of bands that have both of those. It sounds a little bit like Zouk music, but it's really proto-Zouk, because Zouk isn't really invented until the early 80s in the French Antilles. From Album Du by Scorpio Universel from 1978, Tilu Lupe. It's a great track. And we started off that short set with the Bongo Hop. That's the band name for Etienne Savé, who's a Frenchman, but he spent about 8 years living in Colombia, and he's developed a really interesting sound that's totally his own. It's part Latin, it's part Afrobeat, definitely part French Antillean, and especially on that last new song called Déconnecté, which features the Haitian singer Kefni Eliasson. And that is going to be on, that's out now as a single, and the whole album is going to be released on November 15th. It's called La Pata Coja, and I think that's the third album from the Bongo Hop, and the first two were excellent, so I'm definitely looking forward to this next one that's coming up in, you know, about a month's time. And we're going to get back into the music and get this second hour of the program officially underway in just a moment. But before we do that, here is a pause for the cause. LINC is a nonprofit, community-based organization dedicated to helping people with the business side of cancer. Serving the Central Virginia community, LINC provides information, education, counseling, and referral services for legal assistance to individuals confronted with the overwhelming issues that arise from the diagnosis and treatment of cancer. Call 804-562-0371 for more information, or online at www.cancerlink.org, and that's LINC with a C. And that's a public service announcement of your community radio station, WRIR. All right, we're going to start the second hour today on Global Agogo with some old-fashioned rumba congolese. Later on, we're going to get into the more contemporary Congolese guitar sound, including music from the band Loboko, who are going to be performing here in Richmond in 2 weeks' time. But right now, it's Mose Fanfan. And this song is called Papa Lolo, right here on Global Agogo. Namukiliba ni makamoto teo, osangela kalia katu.
banga yore Ebale zanga mikuwa ye Maboti yo koti na limbumba Bando kiba kiti seli yo miso ye Papa lolo ye Bawa kiyo wapi ye Papa lolo ye Bawa kiyo wapi ye
Papa lolo, papa kiyo wapi.
There is a classic album of Congolese Sukus from 1981 that the song is called Kabanga, and it's by Niboma from his album Duble Duble. And Niboma Mwandido, one of the truly great singers in Congolese music history. He was in so many different bands. This guy's still alive, by the way, too. Negro Success, Bela Bela, Lipwa Lipwa, Empire Bakuba, Le Quatre Étoiles, which he was a founder of, Kekele, which he was also a founder of. And then this was recorded with his own band called Le Kamale Dynamique du Zaïre. Duble Duble is an album that it was actually never been reissued until last month by Noah Hala Sounds out of London. And great to have that one available on vinyl once again. Niboma and Kabanga here on Global Go-Go. And before that, we heard from Mose Fanfan, who passed away just a few years ago, spent much of his career living in England after going from the Democratic Republic of the Congo to East Africa, I want to say either Tanzania or Kenya, I can't remember which. From his album Bayakele, which is excellent. It came out in 2004, toward the end of his career. We heard the song Papa Lolo. And that featured two Congolese guitar masters, Mose Fanfan Sisengo, the named artist is one of them. He plays the lead guitar on there. And Bopal Mansiamina, the rhythm guitar player. Fanfan played with Franco's TPOK Jazz early in his career. He had his own successful band called Somo Somo for many years. And when you hear WRIR's program, The Motherland Influence, and their theme song, which you may have heard if you're a regular Sunday listener, that's that song that goes, hello, 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 hello. That is Mose Fanfan and Somo Somo. Now, Bopal Mansiamina is maybe the most recorded rhythm guitarist in Congolese music history. He was in both Franco's band and in Dr. Nico's band. He's played literally thousands of sessions and gigs in his long career. Great, great musician. And you're listening to Global Agogo, decolonizing your ears since 2005 on WRIR, Richmond Community Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. It's always a good time to donate to your community radio station. So if the spirit moves you, just go to WRIR.org and click on the donate button.
Sound the alarm, Rasta coming strong.
Greetings, this is Emeterians, and you can hear our music on the Motherland Influence, your go-to source for African, Latin, and Caribbean sounds. Every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. on WRIR, Richmond Independent Radio, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org.
All right, and that is coming up, as I just mentioned, 5 to 7 p.m. here. Before that, and up at the top of the hour, DJ Greybeard and the other black music will be in here, right here on WRIR. Now, coming up next on Global Agogo is a band from New York City that plays up-to-date Congolese guitar music, and you're going to have the opportunity to see them here in Richmond soon. The band is called Loboko, and they're going to be at Reveille Experiences in Carytown on Saturday, October 26th, in a show presented by Secret Planet Richmond and Jam Inc. I'm going to tell you more about the band after the set, but right now we're going to hear both sides of their debut single. This is their only recorded output so far. I'm sure they're going to have more in the future, but it's a relatively recent band and an outstanding band. I've seen these guys live. I'll tell you more about them after I play the music. Let's just listen to this single. The first song I'm going to play for you is the A side of the single. This is called Kanyunyi, and after that we'll hear the B side, which is Ekenge. Music from Loboko. They're going to be performing live here in Richmond soon, so check this out.
I'm not Lobo pro music, bana mayele. Simba ni kenge, salama ye. Batela mama, batela, oh batela, wah wah wah, batela mama, batela, batela bunu nanga, batela, batela mama, batela, oh batela, wah wah wah, batela mama, batela, wana nanga ina misai, oh batela mama, batela, ekeke, salama yi, zala, hey, ekeke, salama yi.
Let's get it. Meninge kwanzo lolo.
Right, some modern Congolese guitar music in that last set here on Global Agogo. That was Black Bazaar, a band that was actually created by a novelist, Alan Mabankou, and he named it after his 2009 novel about African immigrants in France. Some great musicians in that group, Black Bazaar, from their album Round 2, 2013. We heard Un Peu de Toi, A Little About You. Black Bazaar right there on Global Agogo. And before that, we heard music by the brothers Alain and Buro Mpela. Alain used to be in J.P. Mpiana's Wenge Musica. Buro used to be in Kofi Olomide's Cartier Latin. And they teamed up for one record together, one and only record together, in 2005. And it's a gem. It's called Mortal Kombat. And it has one of my favorite record covers. The two of them are in these like kung fu poses, you know, like you know, with their feet coming right at you, and so there, it's kind of like it was Bruce Lee and his brother Bruce Lee on the cover of this album. It's really great. From that album, Mortal Kombat, we heard Depression Nervuse, Nervous Breakdown, Alain and Buro Mpela, and their band L'Orchestre Génération A. And then before that, we heard both sides of the 2023 debut single by the band Loboko, which is a band based in New York City. They are led by a Congolese immigrant named Yoni Jungu Sungu, and he sings and plays lead guitar in the band. And on that 45 that I played for you, the bass player was Ngoma Lokito, who is a veteran of the Congolese music scene, has played with everybody that there is in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. He's best known for his work in the Suku Stars. So he's like a generation and a half older than Yoni is. By the way, his name, Goma Lokito, it means power of the bass in Lingala. And then on drums is Morgan Greenstreet, who played live here at WRR 10 years ago in his band at that time called Karakatura. And in addition to drumming, he's also been a producer for the public radio program Afropop Worldwide, and that's taken him around the globe. He is a real expert on African music, like way more knowledgeable than I am. And then in concert, when they're here in Richmond, they're going to have two additional guitarists, I believe. So you'll get to hear the interlocking guitar parts that are one of the key features of Congolese music. That show is going to be happening on Saturday, October 26th at Reveille Experiences in Carytown. And from Loboko, the songs that you heard, the last one was called Ekenge, the first one was called Kanyunyi, and those were released as a single by the Names You Can Trust label last year. So Richmond, as you probably know, is the home of the only Congolese music program on broadcast radio in the U.S. That's WRIR's Ambiance Congo, which follows Global Agogo on alternating Sundays. So not today. Today is the other black music with DJ Greybeard. So we've got this great Congolese music on the radio, but we still never get Congolese bands playing here. So this is really a major event for African music fans. And if you're listening to my program, there's a pretty good chance that you are also an African music fan. So that's why I wanted to make sure you know about it. I'll also tell you one more thing about Loboko, which is that they are going to be here on WRIR with me on the afternoon of October 26th, which is a Saturday. I'm going to be hosting the Cause and Effect program that day between 1 and 3 p.m. The band is going to come in here. We're going to do an interview, and the band is going to take over part of the show, or maybe all the show if they want, play music that they're into, stuff that's influenced them, maybe bring some unreleased recordings of their own and so forth. That's going to be a lot of fun. And that will be on the first day of WRIR's Fall Fun Drive. That's Saturday, October 26th. That radio show will be 1 to 3 p.m. They'll be playing that evening at Reveille in Carytown. All right, we got time for one more set of music here on Global Agogo. We're going to keep the African guitar music rolling through the end here. We've got some Funana from Cabo Verde, some really fast material in this last set. We're going to start this set up with another great new reissue, been kind of a theme here today. The record is called Chuma Lopez, and it's by Eliseo Gomez and Joaquin Valera from Cabo Verde. And this originally came out in 1985, and it has some great material on here. It was just reissued by the Arabusta record label out of Milan, Italy. And so we'll start the set with that. And for more information about the rest of the tracks in this final set, head on over to WRIR.org or GlobalAgogo.com and look for the post about today's program, the one that is entitled, Who is Loboko? So thank you for tuning in to this edition of Global Agogo, produced live in the studios of WRIR, your community radio station, 97.3 FM and WRIR.org. I'll be back next week at this same time. Next up is DJ Greybeard with The Other Black Music. And remember, the future is unwritten.
Chica tu bici, y con el canas que la de chonga. took her out. It was a Friday night, I woke alone to get the feeling right. We started making out and she took off my pants, but then I turned on the TV, and that's about the time she walked away from me. Nobody likes you when you're 23.